Hi, in today's testimonial interview, I've got Aya Fozzi, Director of Marketing and Sales Development at BitGlass, to share her experience of working with Operatics. Thanks for joining us, Aya.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Good. So before you share your story of working with Operatics, could you please briefly tell us a bit more about BitGlass and what your role is at the company?
Sure. So BitGlass is a next-gen CASB or cloud access security broker. You can think of us as a firewall between your cloud application and the cloud. So we can put in controls to protect sensitive data through SaaS applications that your organization uses and ensure that no sensitive data is being leaked. My role at BitGlass is, like you mentioned, a director of sales and marketing. So I manage anything pipeline related from our demand gen team, marketing ops, web and SEO events and channel, as well as our internal SDR team and Operatics.
Right. And you guys are based in US, right?
Yes, Bay Area.
Cool. So could you please share with us what are the services from Operatics that BitGlass is using and which regions are they covering?
Sure. So we use BitGlass for our global presence. So they are covering EMEA, APAC, and I'd say more than half of the U.S. region for us. Most of our reps are working both inbound and outbound leads that come into our funnel. And we're really focused on healthcare and finance organizations as our target accounts. And then we're also working anything that comes inbound as well.
And what made BitGlass choose Operatics?
Yeah, so, you know, at first we really had a gap in our EMEA region. We had another agency that just wasn't really performing. And so we decided to start looking at vendors. And we chose Operatics to, you know, start in our EMEA region because we had people in the field. And it just wasn't ideal to hire entry-level sales folks to, or SDRs, if you will, to work remote with little guidance, especially because our product is technical and kind of complex. And it's really a new space where it's a lot of education and talking to the prospect to figure out if there is a need. So our inbound wasn't really that strong in EMEA when we started. So when we started evaluating vendors, we chose to go with Operatics for a few reasons. One, they have an office in the UK. We have two salespeople in the UK. So having them be there as well as Operatics kind of helped from an alignment standpoint. So we would be able to go in and train the team and, you know, take them out and really make them feel as a part of the BitGlass team. Operatics also had a team there in the ground to manage the SDRs on our behalf, to, you know, make sure that they're motivated, to have the resources they need, making sure that they hit quota. So, you know, we're a 100-person company and having a global team, it comes with challenges. So we really needed someone to partner with that we can trust and know that, you know, they'll get us the results we need. So Operatics was also able to train a lot of the team, which was great because we just didn't have the resources to do that. And then you guys also had experience in the security space. So ever since we kind of chose Operatics for those reasons, and we'll kind of get into, you know, the results we've seen, but now Operatics, like I mentioned, is running not only EMEA, but our APAC and most of the US region as well.
Right. So I know you touched on that briefly, but what were the challenges that you were facing that Operatics helped you to overcome? Was it mainly a pipeline gap?
I think it was a pipeline gap, but also scale. So like I mentioned, we worked with other agencies for APAC and for EMEA, and we just weren't getting good results. So when we came in to support the EMEA region, which was, you know, kind of new and we needed to get some quick wins and book meetings to grow the region, but then we also had a different agency for APAC, right? And then we had our internal team for the US. So me kind of managing all these people was pretty chaotic to have three different agencies manage our SDR team. And then as we started to promote our internal folks, we decided, you know, we need one vendor, one agency to kind of manage all of, you know, all our global SDRs. So we decided to kind of invest with Operatics in the US. You know, one of the challenges from a US standpoint is finding and retaining talent in the Bay Area. It's really hard because there's so much competition. So you get an SDR, you train them, and then in a year, they're either wanting a promotion or someone offers them more money, and they end up leaving. And then in APAC, it was even a newer market than EMEA. And, you know, the agency there wasn't performing. So with Operatics, we got really lucky because they have a US office and an EMEA office. So, you know, we had almost like an extension of our team where we were able to have, you know, two locations manage our global operations from an SDR perspective. So now it's no longer disjointed and we're able to scale because I have a main point of contact in the US and a main point of contact in EMEA, and they know our expectations, and we were able to kind of scale up our team.
That makes sense. And then obviously from your experience of having an internal team and also having worked with other agencies, what do you think sets Operatics apart from the other two?
I think, you know, with Operatics, we have dedicated SDRs for our campaign for each region. And so it really feels like they're really an extension of the team. We do weekly team meetings for each region. So for example, you know, we have the South region in the US, for example. So we'll have a weekly call with the Operatics SDR, myself, and then the RSVs and the field reps in the field to kind of make sure that there's alignment. I don't think you really get that with other agencies, just because they usually have someone either working part-time or a fraction of their time and they're not focused on BitGlass. So we were able to really just think of them as an extension, train them on BitGlass, make sure that they're experts in what they, you know, what they know, and just make them feel like part of the team. And then they're also just really invested in the campaign. And I think Operatics does a really good job to make sure that their team's motivated, even though that they're remote. And, you know, different people in the office might be working on different campaigns. But everyone seems like they really enjoy what they're doing, which is really important.
And was there anything in particular that didn't go to plan? And how did the team work on fixing it?
Yeah, so we haven't had really any major hiccups through our engagement with Operatics. But, you know, a few minor things would be ensuring that the team follows up on processes for, like, booking meetings in Salesforce. We've changed our focus to a ABM or target account strategy and kind of changed our workflows in Salesforce. So having to train the team, especially when they're remote, that presented some set of challenges that we were able to overcome by doing a Zoom meeting and just doing a one-day training, having documentation that the leader in Operatics or the team lead can kind of walk through them with. But really, I think the thing I really appreciate is that like I mentioned, having them be an extension of the team, it helps because we have weekly calls. So if anything does arise that doesn't go as planned, or, you know, if we see that things are missing in Salesforce or, you know, the tools aren't being utilized, we address them on the calls and make sure that they don't get out of hand.
Right. Makes sense. And then lastly, what are the results you've seen from Operatics so far since you started working with them?
Yeah. So, you know, our, like I mentioned, our space is really new. A lot of people don't know that they need a CASB, and especially in the EMEA and APAC, a lot of them don't even know what a CASB is. So Operatics having experience in the security space, you know, them knowing how to hire and retain good talent, train people, we were able to see that the Operatics team is delivering twice the amount of qualified meetings than our internal team. And a lot of those are moving down the pipeline a lot faster. And like I mentioned, we started with just three people in EMEA. We have about five resources in EMEA now, four in the US, and two for APAC. So we've been expanding almost every region for us, and we are going to continue to expand as we grow our sales team.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, so thank you for your insights, Aya. I really appreciate that you took the time to share that with us. And thank you so much again for taking part.
Awesome, thank you.